What's up, world? I'm Debbie V, and we are back. This is my co-host,
Malu Beyonce,
and we should get to it. How you doing, girl?
I'm doing good. I'm running a little bit late. I'm a little frazzled, but let's get into this show because it was so good.
It was. Oh, my God. Okay, so it left us on a cliffhanger last week. Who was going to go right? Who was going to go left? And I, because of the clip of Jeff and Matt, you know, kind of bickering, I'm like, oh, okay. Matt's going to go right. Jeff's going to go left. Of course, it didn't go that way. But I was super happy how it turned out. Super happy. Were you happy?
I was happy, but I think it was a little weird that the dream team actually became the dream team. My dreams never come true because if my dreams did come true, I would have a ring on my finger and my last name would be Addie. So yeah, it was hard to believe, but whatever. It happened. It's great. Dreams do come true.
Yeah. The guys went out there and they were hustling. And then over here on the other side, Jeff cuts his hand. Oh my gosh. Which we kind of knew. And they...
Not kind of. We knew.
Yeah, we knew. That's true. We knew. So he did get stitches. He did get stitches.
Mm-hmm.
He grabbed his hand. And then we find out later he trips over the pot, burns his foot, and he's just, oh, man, he's going down. Like Kanye West down. Like Heather says.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye West down. And I know he's worried. He's getting worried. He feels like he's alone and has to get his own food. And what's he going to do now? What's he going to do now?
Well, I mean, I understand what you're saying. Your synopsis is spot on. But the thing is, it's all about Jeff and the new situation. He's put himself in a situation where he's with a group that does not like him. And I believe that had he been more cohesive with the group, he would not have cut his hand.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. I don't know what's going to happen. So, and then, oh, so when he gets to the team, though, I wanted to say, it was like crickets. It was like, they were not happy at all. Oh.
Why would they be? Why would they be happy with Jeff? Jeff has not been a team player. He has not been for the group. So why would they be happy? They had every right to be disappointed. They did not want him. And I understand. It was like, their faces were good. Cheney, ooh, girl, you could not play poker because your face tells it all. You're beautiful, but your face tells your anger.
They go out looking for the caches. And Jeff runs out there, so he gets out there on his own, and he's like, hey, did you catch anything? And Matt tells him, you know, that he got the meat, and oh, are we sharing? And I was like, oh. I mean, he just comes right out and asks, like, he's got no shame, you know, and he's playing the game, you know?
Yeah.
Are we sharing? Matt says, nope. And it's so funny, the other guys are like, oh, shit.
You're my favorite part was Dan. Dan was like, look at this. What's that on the ground? A leaf. Look at that leaf.
Right. Or Steven was like, I was doing something. Right. It was super awkward. It really was.
It was.
And I love Matt. He's just like, okay, let's do it. No. No, you're not. No, we're not sharing with you. I loved it. A little bit of drama.
Yes, I mean, but a lot of drama, but let's just go ahead. And I'm going to tell you, you were wrong because as soon as they went and got in the group, they did that little fake, I'm going to go look at something. I wonder where, he went. Oh, I'm going to go help. And they were going to go eat. And Jeff's like, yeah, I know what they're doing. They're going to go eat. They're still sharing. I knew they would still share with the other group. I didn't know if they were going to include Jeff, which they didn't.
Oh, my. And I was like, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, okay. Well, I mean, I guess I did.
You couldn't believe what?
Okay.
Wait. You couldn't believe what? You couldn't believe that they left him out or that they were sharing with his other teammates. What could you not believe?
That the teammates left Jeff like that. Is it, I don't know. It goes like either way. It goes either way with some things.
Yeah.
It's super hard. And then I'm
That was
like,
cold-blooded.
right? And I'm like, oh no, they didn't, you know? And then when they explain themselves, I'm like, yeah, that's right.
And then you're like, they're cold-blooded, but they're right.
Yeah. It's a thing. You need to
Okay,
make
let
up
me
your mind.
tell you. The internet is going crazy. I mean, people are losing their minds over this show, which means that this show is doing exactly what they're supposed to. If people are screaming at each other and hating on each other, I hate that they do that, but that means the show is successful.
Oh yeah. I think it's very successful. It's like Young and the Restless out there or something.
So what do you think about the fish? So the next day, Sarah goes out and gets the fish after, they left Jeff out. What did you think about that?
I mean, and I wondered too. So when they made this pact separately, like and they don't really say until later when she talks to Waz, you know, hey, we all made a pact. Because I was wondering, like, who made this pact? You know, because it's different now. Or is it? You know what I mean? I mean, I understand they talked with Jeff, you know, as a team, give him a clean slate or what
No,
have
no, no.
you.
Let's. You're skipping way over. You're skipping way over. You're talking about the pact that they made. So they met up. They had an alliance. They had a team meeting, which is basically everybody but Jeff, and says we're going to freeze him out by not feeding him. We have a plan to get rid of him by not feeding him.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So Sarah feeds him the fish.
But what do you think about them coming together as a group? And saying, we're not going to feed Jeff. We're cutting him off. We're not going to do it. And everybody agreed to it. Do you think that was right or wrong?
Well, that's where I got confused. I'm like, it's different now because he's on their team. Don't you think? I mean, I think fans would have got confused. It's a little different now. They need to have him survive, or what they say, you know. They need him to be a teammate. Need him to help.
They never said they were teams. They never said they were a team. They just said they're in a group. I mean, so who cares if they're, you're on the same team, you're on the same right or left side, but they don't say anything about if he goes, you go. They didn't say anything like that.
Well, true. I think at that point, when she has to go tell, or she goes and tell Waz, I don't know. I guess in my head, I'm like, if that was me, I get the pact that they made, but I'd still be like, I'm sorry. Don't be telling me what to do. You know what I mean? I understand why they're upset, but I'd still be like, don't be telling me what to do. You know what I mean? I'm gonna do what I want. You know what I mean? Are you gonna share your 100,000 with me? Kind of thing. So it's tough. It's tough any way you look at it.
Well, no, this is what I think. I think that you need to think things clearly, and if you're going to make a pact not to feed Jeff, then don't feed him. Gary fed him. And then he tried to make it seem like it was just a little bit, just a little bit. Gary, no, you fed him. And then she catches a big old tilapia and she feeds him after you just told other people that I'm not going to do it. And then Chini got upset and was like, I'm not risking anything with what I've already made part of the pact.
Right. Yeah.
You can't break the pact unless your name starts with J. And your name's Jacqueline, and the other person's Becky Mike, and then you agree to go. That's the only time you can break a pact.
You're rambling.
I'm sorry, I started thinking about Mike. Becky Mike came in my mind in
She
the
got
past.
it. Was, man. He's not happy. He's not happy at all. And I did, and I do. I get it. I'm not saying, you know, I agree with the whole fish thing or sharing or, you know, I understand. And I think they have a right to be mad, you know? They really do.
Because they broke the pact and then they decide to go say, listen, he's doing better, blah, 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 blah. He gave Gary the pelt just freely, even though if Jeff is playing games or not playing games, it doesn't matter. He's doing the right thing. for his group, his team. He's doing whatever he has to. Even if he's being sly about it, doesn't matter. They go to make amends. What did you think about their amends, their intervention, which more was like just like an apology and clearing the air kind of thing?
Well, I was confused myself. Because Steven's talking, like if he just was to apologize for the way he started things, you know, maybe it'd be different. You know, and then it shows him, okay, let's go clear the air and see and let and explain why we're doing the things we're doing or why we're not sharing. So when they were going over there to make amends, I totally thought, okay, he might apologize. He's going to apologize and they're going to work things out, like the brother and sister thing, you know, or brothers, you know, they had it out and now they're going to make up. That's not what happened at all.
No.
It did not go the way I thought.
Mm-mm. Steven got his heart broken.
Man, oh my gosh, I was bummed. And not even a little bit. Not even did he budge a little bit. He you know, tried to explain himself. I feel like he was trying to be honest, thinking that they are making it personal.
You think that they're making it personal?
No, oh, okay. he thought they were making it personal. Yeah.
Because me and you are about to break up. I was like, if you think that they were making it personal, me and Debbie are over and done. 20 years friendship down the drain. We're on the same page. No. I knew you were going to be on the same page.
Yeah. So, and he explains himself. Oh, and Matt gives it to him. Oz gives it to him. Dan gets in there. Where's Gary? Gary was there. Was Gary there?
But that's okay that he's playing mind games. That is what he went out there to do. He went out there to win. And he's out there competing like that's not his brother and sister. So his game plan's right on track. I don't think that he made a mistake in the way that he's playing his strategy. But what I think the mistake was that he should not have had this strategy. Should have treated them like brothers and sisters. You should have waited to day 21 and been nice. Fake it till you make it. Whatever you want to do. But he did it way too early. It's hard for somebody to say, you know what? You're right. I totally should have played. I played this wrong. You really thought he was going to apologize? No way.
Well, even if he did, what does that matter? That's not going to change anything that's going to happen.
Steven's crying and his hair for the first time looked disheveled. I was like, oh my God, he's crying. His hair's a little messy. This is a horrible situation. I was heartbroken.
Me too. I was very heartbroken. And Matt, like, I think Matt gets upset and he like gives it to him.
Mm-hmm. You
know? He gives it to him good.
But you know what's the scariest part about Matt giving it to him? The scariest part is that's what they've been showing in all the teases, so there's not much left.
What does that mean?
That means in all the future scenes that we've seen, it's been him, you know, telling him, quit complaining about losing every day then. And then we see him crying. So there's not much footage left in that tease.
No, there's not. You're right.
And it's elimination coming up, and they said two players are going. And I said that there's going to be two players going. Did I not? Right. The elimination's coming up. So people are going to be eliminated. And that's what I think maybe Jeff got so confused. Jeff didn't realize that this is last one standing based on survival skills. Once the eliminations come. And the eliminations come, and you were so worried about knocking all those people out before the eliminations. Well, guess what? They're your brothers and sisters. Everybody should have been there for the eliminations, except the ones who got mid-tap. And I know what's coming up. I don't want to say, but you saw the person climbing up this real big mountain. A mountain that we've seen other places, I believe.
Yeah, I've seen it.
So that's all I'm
I
saying.
zoomed in. I zoomed in. And I won't say who. I don't want to say who because I don't want to be wrong. But someone's not there in all the clips. Someone's not there.
Who? Just say it. Who's not there?
N No, I don't want to say it. Or was like,
It.
Matt, Chini's not there. Chini's not there. But Matt wasn't there, in a couple of the clips ago or whatever. So it doesn't mean anything, So she's having a hard time too. I feel so bad. And she'll go to the other side and they take her along and then Dan holds her. Oh,
Yeah.
Chini.
I love
My
Chini
girl.
too. And I could not believe that. I thought this was fake. I thought some of this rift between Jeff and Steven was a little bit played up for our benefit. And I was really kind of enjoying it because I was like, surely they're going to make up. Surely this is a little bit just for TV because Jeff hasn't done anything too bad. But now, oh, after they talked to him about it and he's like that and he plays the word games, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's not fake at all.
No, but Jeff does what Jeff wants to do, and Jeff has to. Sometimes you have to expel people from your life so you can become a better person. So whatever road, whatever happens down the road is happening for a reason.
It is. It is. So until next week, what? We got like 4 days. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Excited. So I want to thank everybody because in our last episode, we've been asking people to like, subscribe, comment, and we actually got some comments. Are you ready for the comment on one of my reels? All right. This is from Storm underscore Arm. Goats have zero to do with parasites and cattle. Check your facts before inflating your ego like your chest. Goats are more susceptible to parasites because they have low immune systems, not to balanced parasites, idiot. Co-grazing helps you weed control, not worms and S. Maybe keep your boobs away and read a book before running your mouth about shit you don't know anything about, like these wannabe spoilers or thinking you have inside information. That's a little worse when I read it out loud. I asked for comments. We got a comment. Thank you so much, Storm underscore Arm. I mean,
Yes, thank
obviously,
you. Thank
yes.
you.
So maybe keep your boobs away and read a book.
Those are not inflatables, just so she knows or he knows.
That's right. Okay, let's talk about goats. You can talk about my chest. You can talk about my looks. You can talk about my brain. You can talk about anything you want to, but you're not going to talk about what my mama taught me growing up on a farm. Grow their own food, and they had cattle and they had goats. Way back in the day, you had to be very careful because goats are more susceptible to parasites. That's very true. However, the parasites that goats have don't bother cows, and the parasites that cows have don't bother goats. So you can keep them in close, proximity on your farm without each one getting the other one sick. So that was my analogy. I thought my analogy was pretty god darn good, considering that I did it in 1.5 minutes during the commercial break. So once again, I'm right. I called it. I love it, and I love your comment. Thank you so much for your
I
comment.
loved it
You gave me a
too.
yeah. Now let me tell you how smart this smart underscore arm is. He or she spelled boobs with zeros so it wouldn't be like found offensive. Smart. And then he spelled idiot with an exclamation point and a zero. So this person's smart.
They know what they're doing. They don't know what they're talking about, but they know what they're doing.
Love it.
We appreciate it. We
We
appreciate it.
appreciate it. Thank you so much. Okay, and then we also got in some comments on our YouTube channel. I don't know if this is going to go in the podcast or not because I just saw this, but Storm underscore Arm joined in September of 2021. So this is definitely a burner account just to write mean things, and I feel honored that we've been burned.
Yeah,
Thank
that's
you.
awesome.
Yes.
We love it.
Let's see here. We got a lot of new comments. Wow. Okay, here's one. This is from Holly White on our YouTube channel. She said, you guys need more clips, visuals, audio, etc. Other than that, thank you for being the only podcast I could find on Last One Standing. Thank you.
Oh, I love that.
Holly, you rock. We're trying to get better. It's a little bit hard because I'm always traveling. I do have a real job. And
yeah, it is.
But thank you so much for your comment.
Mm-hmm. We travel a lot. Technical difficulties. And we're still here. And we ain't going
nowhere.
We're
still here. Like, so go ahead and like, follow, subscribe, share.
Subscribe, share.
Send us a comment.
We want to hear it. We want to hear it. Whether, no matter what it is.
No matter what it is. I mean, there are no bad comments. There are no bad comments. A comment is like gold to me. It's like that honey. I love it.
Tell me, Gary. Tell me. I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at that.
Beat me, Gary. Fish.
Oh, yeah. Beat me.
What about the guilt of fish?
The guilt of fish. It was a guilt of fish. Whatever. Anyways. But yeah, that was hilarious.
Okay, if you don't know what she's talking about, go look at our Instagram reels. It's a Rush Hour reference and a Jeff reference because Jeff said that fish was a guilt fish. Was it a guilt fish?
No.
It was a guilt fish.
I know.
She's bad for feeding her group partner. She felt bad. She knew it was wrong because that's the way that she would play in her heart. And that's what it boils down to. I know we're getting ready to wrap this up, but that's what it boils down to. Do you play what's in your heart or do you reciprocate what Jeff is doing by playing something, you know, strategic? What do you think? Heart or strategy?
I think it's showing her heart. Don't you think?
What I'm asking you, though, is how should you play? Heart or strategy?
That's
it's the same advice I. No, it's the same advice that I gave or that I said when Wes tapped. You'll never go wrong when you listen to your heart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But he doesn't play that way. That's what's tough. He doesn't play that way. He's playing strategy. Everybody's playing with their heart, and it's not working. So we're going to have to see what happens.
It is working.
Well,
the
heart strategy is
working. They could have still fed him, and they're still going to beat his butt. And all the Jeff haters and all the Jeff lovers, he's not winning. I'm saying it again. So just enjoy the freaking show. There's no reason to get so heated. I'm done.
You know what? I'm done with them, too. It's very upsetting. I'm like, I'm not going to do this no more. I'm not going to read your comments. I'm just going to go off of what I think.
Yeah.
Even
but
if it's
comment
wrong.
Here. Yeah, comment here. We can handle comment it.
I mean the fan page.
Yeah, I think that there's some crazy things going on over there. I have not read any of them.
It's upsetting. I didn't read too much this week. I'm like, no, I'm sorry, I can't read this anymore.
We'll see. We're out.
Peace out.